Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild...
Here comes Ramos! This game is over!
All the weird...
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
...that makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brandon Hyde is out as Orioles manager from CBSSports.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back to the show, Mike Axisa. First of all, Mike, thanks for joining us. Say hi to Ryan Ripken over there.
How you doing, Ryan?
I'm good. How are you doing?
All right. Very well.
Brandon Hyde, he's the scapegoat. He gets cundiffed, which is a term we use around here for somebody missing a big kick in the or you get the boot. Either way, how you want to phrase it. But you know, I guess now nobody's really surprised, but maybe the timing is stunning. But we've talked all along, we knew the pitching was going to be suspect, even with everyone healthy. But the offense has really crapped the bed here. So Mike Elias made the move. And is it the right move, I guess, Mike?
I mean, I really don't know. He didn't. It's not like Brandon Hyde put this team together and at some point, it's on the players, right? It's not always management. It's not always the front office. It's not like the offense is lacking talent, right? Like, there's talent there. These guys should be better than they have. I'm a little surprised they went ahead and fired Hyde. I mean, obviously, they've underperformed so much, right? It's like most disappointing team in baseball. They were supposed to be a World Series contender. Instead, they're 15 games under, and usually somebody pays the price for that, but usually, you know, okay, first the hitting coach goes, and then the manager goes. But they jumped right to the manager there, and that kind of puts, like, Mike Elias under the microscope here because he's, like, next in line here. And this is even – and, I mean, Elias hasn't talked about firing Hyde yet. Like, that's part of the process here. Like, if you're in charge of the team, you got to go out there and explain yourself, and he's just kind of hiding, you know. And if the Orioles were – if this was reversed and they were in first place, Elias would be talking about how great the prospects look and how smart we all are here and instead nothing. And that's a little weak. And I don't think this was Hyde's problem, but when the team is playing as poorly as they have, the manager's going to get some of that blame. And somebody's going to get scapegoated, and it always starts there.
Yep, it's always somebody is going to get fired because losing creates all types of problems, right, Mike? Appreciate you taking the time. You did mention, at least with Mike Elias, I know he hasn't talked much in the last couple weeks. I had him on my show 12 days ago. But one thing I am curious, at least from your perspective, you know, what do you think then the Orioles might need to start to focus on to try to get the most out of this talented group? Because look, this is still a talented offense. This is a talented core that they have. But, you know, the question we've had this morning is, you know, how do you maximize that at least to build confidence here in 25 and then try to reset in 2026?
Yeah, it is surprising. And some of these guys you can kind of understand. Like Jackson Holliday's looks so much better of late, and he's still so young. And he's just so young, right? Like, he's younger than are going to be drafted in July out of college still. And Gunnar Henderson had kind of the weird start because of the injury in spring training, and he's just kind of like just now starting to look like Gunnar Henderson. I mean, Heston Kjerstad, the Orioles have kind of handled him so weird the last, like, year or so that I kind of wonder if they're just not really that high on him, and maybe, like, they're not that surprised that he hasn't been hitting. And I guess, like, the big one, it's Adley Rutschman. Like, I don't know what's going on there, but since the middle of last season, he's been one of the worst hitters in baseball. And that's, like, the pitching thing, that's just, like, a lack of talent. Like, the Orioles just don't have good enough pitchers, and that's, like, top-end pitchers in the major leagues. It's depth in AAA. You could kind of fix a talent issue in the offseason, but your franchise catcher going from being like an all-star great player first three and a half years of his career, 2.5 years, and then suddenly being one of the worst players, that's kind of like priority number one. It's figuring out what's going on there. And the Orioles, just throughout baseball, talking to people within the game, they're regarded as one of the best hitter development organizations out there. But when everybody, all your young players kind of hit a wall at once in 1 year, you kind of wonder if there's maybe something missing along the way. And I don't know what that is. This is really complex stuff. But I don't know, man. You see Rutschman kind of do what he's doing. And Kjerstad hasn't really kind of lived up to his draft slot. And Kobe Mayo is kind of just like sitting there. What are you going to do with him? You know, is he the next guy who they really not that high on him? I don't know. It's really hard to explain just the offense just collectively underperforming, almost to a man, everybody, basically except Cedric Mullins, I think, and Ryan O'Hearn.
And ironically, then those two guys are the vets on that on that team, and they had been through so much adversity, and these players now, the young core is starting to deal with it. But, you know, one thing I'm curious in your mind, and this is what I was kind of curious about. There's a human element to the game of baseball, and I know there's a lot of analytics that get driven for how they evaluate talent and what's happening, but you've seen that there is a grace period. And for some of these prospects, this isn't 2021 Baltimore where, hey, throw them out there and you can see what happens. You're expected to win, and that level of expectation with winning might then kind of halt their development. And also the depth on the pitching side. They don't have that in the minor leagues to help them develop to get to the big leagues. So where do you think then that lies? Do you think that is that they need to understand that we got to just let the growing pains happen now with these guys and truly figure out what we want? Or do you think that this is something that they have to teach maybe at the lower level of, hey, we got to do a better job of preparing you guys when you are getting called up to the big league team?
Yeah, it's a little of both. I definitely think it's absolutely something to be said for, okay, a few years ago we were like the fun upstart team. Nobody really expected us to be good, and we're great, and we're all overperforming and better than everyone expects. And doing that is one thing. Contending every year, it's much different. And just talking to players, it's a different mentality. And if players talk about it, it's a real thing that they feel. And that's why you look at teams like you look at the Yankees and the Dodgers. They're in the race every single year, and that's just a different expectation, you know. And you know, anybody, you can see all these teams, they have one good year, two good years, but you got to kind of sustain it, and that's a different thing. And I don't think you could – that's just something you got to experience and learn and go through, and that's kind of the – if there is an upside to this season, it's that you are experiencing these kind of growing pains, and you're kind of getting it kind of like driven into you, like, hey, there's another level you got to get to here. You can't just do what you've been doing. You know, if you want to stay at the top, you got to keep getting better. It's hard, but that's what it requires to stay on. That's what you got to do to stay on top here. And that does start in the minors to some extent. And there is definitely like a heartbeat in the game that I think, you know, the Orioles are a very analytical organization. Sometimes teams do kind of overlook kind of the human element of it. It's absolutely happens, but there are some things you just can't teach guys, and they're not going to experience it until you get to the big leagues, and you kind of hope it doesn't take a year like this to drive it into them, but sometimes it does.
Want to catch up with the national pastime in a short time? Tune into the Morning Lineup podcast. Every weekday, in less than 10 minutes, we'll bring you all the wonderful...
He's done it again! See ya! A monster two-run home run!
All the wild... All the weird.
Contreras is chewing on the tape.
That makes the MLB season special. Check out the Morning Lineup on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.